This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Are you concerned about today's rising interest rates and how they can affect your farming business? Let Farm Credit Services of Illinois help manage today's interest rate risks. At Farm Credit, you have a choice when it comes to choosing interest rate products. Instead of dealing with the uncertainty of an adjustable or variable rate loan, a long-term fixed rate product can minimize the long-term interest expense for your farm. Plus, Farm Credit's team of loan professionals will explain the products available for your farming business, all designed with your cash flow in mind. So whether you choose a 7, 10, or 20-year product, a long-term fixed rate can be your hedge against a rising interest rate market. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for information on long-term fixed-rate products to fit your farming business, or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financing needs.
Come see the folks at Hawkeye Steel Sales. They have a variety of steel products, animal shelters, feed troughs, custom-made panels, built as heavy as you like. Metal building panels, trims, and accessories are all in stock. Ornamental iron parts and accessories are available for the do-it-yourselfers, or they can weld you up an ornamental fence section or gate. This is heavy, lifetime construction. Hawkeye Steel, located on I-55 at exit 44. Phone 866-999-7880.
10 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from FM 106, now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.99, up 3.5. December corn at $4.79, up 1.5. March corn at $4.91.5, up 1.25. August soybeans were $13.74, up 24. September soybeans at $12.49¾, up 3/4. November soybeans at $12.06¼, up 3¼. September wheat was $6.64¼, up 9. December wheat $6.77, up 9¼. March wheat $6.87¾, up 9¾. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Wednesday afternoon. Stronger demand and export interest supported higher wheat values. Soybean futures gained strength from the sale of 120,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to an unknown destination. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 8 cents stronger at 569 to 589. Soybean bids were mostly 19 to 24 cents higher at 1332 to 1368. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids up 6 to 11 cents at 597 to 612, and soybeans gained 4 to 9 cents at 1331 to 1353. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 3 cents higher at 588 to 619. Soybeans mostly 14 to 21 cents stronger at 1338 to 1396. And the wheat prices gained 9 cents on Wednesday, ranging from 644 to 674. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mostly 3 cents higher at 1354 to 1376. Basis mostly steady, ranging from 148 to 170 over November. iPro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $4.91.10 to $5.05.10, which was down $4.10 to 90 cents per ton higher. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids mostly 3 cents higher at $6.19 to $6.29, with basis mostly steady, ranging from $1.20 to $1.30 over September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher at $5.84 to $5.95. Basis steady, range from 85 to 96 over September. Soybeans ended 14 to 27 cents higher at 1362 to 1387, with basis mixed, range from 12 under to 13 over the August. Wheat prices gained 9 to 15 cents at 659 to 670, with basis steady to 6 cents higher, range from 5 under to 6 over September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 18 cents weaker at 569 to 592. These same elevators place their soybean prices mixed with quotations at $13.84 to $13.95. Soft red winter wheat gained 9 at $6.89 to $6.90, and Milo up 3 cents at $6.57 to $6.58. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $4.45 to $4.58. New crop soybean bids at $11.68 to $11.88. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.48 up to $4.64, with the new crop soybean bids at $11.81 to $11.96. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $4.54 to $4.68, with new crop soybean bids range from $11.81 up to $12.02. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Bilberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $121.45, down 20 cents. October live cattle, $125.47, down 17 cents. December live cattle, $128.37, no change. August feeder cattle were $153.42, up 17 cents. September feeder cattle, $156.97, up 37 cents. November feeder cattle, $160.05, up 50 cents. August lean hogs were $97.57, up 70 cents. October lean hogs, $83.32, up 12 cents. December lean hogs, $80.50, down 10 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Wednesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 25 cents lower and ranged from 84 to 104, with a weighted average carcass price of $91.86. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with moderate to good demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 70 to 75, 400 to 500 pounds at 71 to 80, 500 to 550 pounds at 73 to 82, over 550 pounds at 75 to 83. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 68. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 11,170 head. Greenville Livestock Auction Report for July 31st had receipts at 469. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded to the 250 higher. Slaughter Holsteins steers traded 2 to 3 higher. Choice slaughter steers, 119 to 124.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 110.50 to 114.50. Choice slaughter heifers, 119.50 to 124. Fairview Auction Report for 7:30. Receipts at 237 compared to last week's slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter steers choice one at 116.50 to 126. Slaughter heifers choice at 120 to 125. Recap for United Producers Auction at Shelbyville for July 30th. Receipts at 375. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 50 cents to a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded a dollar higher. Slaughter steers choice 119 to 124. Slaughter Holstein steers at 112 to 118. Slaughter heifers choice 119 to 122. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on address basis traded at 192 to 195. Heifers on address basis traded at 198. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 401 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcasses was 103.13, which is 8 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were at 186.32, which was 46 cents lower, with select carcasses at 181.65, which was 1 cent lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000 compared to 121,000 for last week and 127,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 408,000 compared to 399,000 last week and 410,000 1 year ago. Recap of United Producers weekly hay auction at Shelbyville for July 30th. Receipts were 235 bales. Alfalfa premium quality sold at $5.25. Utility quality traded at $2.50. Mixed grass good quality sold from 3 to 4. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield at $6.04. August corn delivered to Greenfield at $6.06. July corn delivered to Scottville, $5.96. August corn delivered to Scottville, $5.98. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.69. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.47. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.58. Once again, those prices are corn at Greenfield is $6.04, corn at Scottville is $5.96, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.69, and wheat at Scottville is $6.58. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It's coming up on 6:20 on this Thursday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment. They deliver what others promise.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for your Thursday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 80s and light northwest winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Friday, showers likely, highs in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers Sunday and Monday. Low temperatures in the mid-60s, high temperatures in the low 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, mostly clear skies, and we have a temperature of 66 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
For more than 150 years, CME Group has been built with your confidence. Without it, we simply wouldn't be in business. Today, we continue to work on new and better ways to protect you and grow your confidence in the markets. After all, it's our vigilance that brings you the peace of mind you need, today and in the future. CME Group. Advance with confidence.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. With corn reaching the R1 stage, Bill Brink of M&M Solutions says farmers may want to start doing some corn math.
Now, I was talking to a farmer recently, and he was concerned about, he's been in a number of his fields, and he was concerned about the number of rows of kernels per ear. And his observation was that there was an overwhelming number of ears that only had 14 rows of kernels per ear compared to the more normal 16, even 18. Sometimes we even see 20 kernels per ear. That's kind of unusual. But normally we see either 16 or 18 rows of kernels. But he was concerned about that. But when we went into the field, we noticed that, you know, the ears are a little bit longer. They're extended a little bit longer. So I think he's still going to come up with, you know, somewhere around 550 to 600 kernels per ear is what we need to be more concerned with rather than, you know, the number of rows or the number of kernels. But we need to come up with, you know, about 550 or so kernels per ear to achieve high yields. And, of course, we're getting these populations quite a bit higher than normal. A while ago I used the 33,000 plants per acre. Maybe that's too high for some, maybe that's even too low for some producers. So get out there into the field and do this simple math and we can start determining a little bit about what kind of yields we're going to have.
Brink also added, not all farmers may be seeing 16 rows around the ear, but what's important is the overall number of kernels you calculate.
Well, it's always kind of interesting, you know, whenever we start seeing some kernel development on the ears, it's always interesting to get out and do the math and try to determine, you know, what kind of yields we might expect. And the math that we go through is pretty straightforward. And the formula that we use is the rows of kernels per ear times the number of kernels per row. Times the ears per acre, and then you divide that factor by, historically it's been 90,000 kernels per bushel. But talking to Emerson Nossinger recently, and he's mentioning that with the new hybrids that we might be able to lower that as far back maybe as 80,000 kernels per bushel, maybe conservatively 85,000 kernels per bushel because of the depth of kernel, the larger kernels. So just as an example, you know, in the field that I was in recently, just as an example, I pulled an ear and counted 16 rows of kernels around the ear times 35 kernels per row. Now we don't count the extreme butt end or the tip end. So we just count, you know, the very good viable kernels per ear. And So 16 rows of kernels times 35 kernels per row, that gave me 560 kernels per ear. Now I took that 560 kernels per ear and I multiplied that by the plant population. Now you can put in there, you know, what you want. I use 33,000 plants per acre, 33,000 ears per acre. So you have to determine, you know, what your population is. So then I divided that, first of all, by 90,000 kernels, the old historic kernels per bushel that we used. I divided that figure by 90,000 kernels per bushel. I came up with 205 bushel per acre. And then I divided that factor by 85,000 kernels per bushel. I came up with 217 bushel per acre. And then with Emerson's recommendation, I even divided that factor by 80,000 kernels per bushel, and I came up with 231 bushel per acre. So you see, we're dealing with a spread here of about 25 bushel per acre, depending upon what factor that you use.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. It's 627.